I was elected president pro tempore, and as such, I can't drive as long as this position is there. It's a good life.
Senator Dan Inouye was having the time of his life in 2012, recalling his journey from enemy alien in World War II to third in line of succession for the U.S. presidency, something he said could only be done in the United States.
We started off in politics together in 1954.
Former Governor George Ariyoshi, who served an unprecedented 12 years as state chief executive, was elected to the territorial house with Dan Inouye.
And I miss him because he was my friend. But I think what the senator would have wanted and what I want is for us to look to the future and to see the development of young people in our community to take over.
Hawaii's youngest governor at age 40, John Wahee, served two terms and fondly remembers the senator for what he did for Native Hawaiians.
I can remember discussing with him and his staff the return of Kahoa Lawe, which was a complete turnaround on his part, but he really gave us 180%. And when it's all said and done, one of the cornerstones of the restored Hawaiian nation is going to be Senator Dan Inouye.
Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell served as a legislative aide for Senator Inouye in the late 1970s.
He's with me every day, and I miss him tremendously. He was someone who taught me lessons through his form of leadership. He wasn't someone who criticized as so much as just saying, watch me, follow me, and you're going to be okay.
First elected to Congress in 1977, former Senator Dan Akaka served for 35 years as a member of Hawaii's delegation. At age 89, he recalls his last days with his old friend and colleague.
Before he passed away, we often would talk about what happens after I retire. We're looking at the future, not about his leaving this earth. But December 17th, you know, he passed on, and no question that it was a huge, huge loss, not only for Hawaii, but for our country and the rest of the world.
The late senator has been posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and a number of installations and buildings have been named in his honor. His widow, Irene Hirano Inouye, says there has been an outpouring of support and aloha from many people in Hawaii.
I've heard so many wonderful stories. I think that's what's been the best part about the year. It's certainly been hard in many respects, but every time I see someone, they share a remembrance, they share something that Dan had done for them.
During Senator Inouye's final political campaign in 2010, he told supporters how lucky he's been.
My journey to Washington has been an exciting one, and I think every step that I've taken, I've been lucky. I've been fortunate. The people have been very generous, very kind, and I've been there for 8 terms now.
And he won his 9th term to the Senate that year and remained undefeated since his first race for elected office in 1954. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.